Nedarim Perek Zayin, Mishnah Zayin. Ha'omer le'ishto koinim masa yodayich olai. Person says to his wife, these koinim her maisi yodayim to him. In other words, he can't have benefit from what she does. Koinim hein al pi, koinim hein lufi. All these lashonos. Aser b'chilufeyan uvigiduleyan. He's asering himself from any type of hana, not just what he eats. And therefore, it's aser for what anything that she makes, if he switches it for somebody else, or anything that she makes, or if she plants, and then he regrows it, that regrowth is also aser. Just like we said in the previous Mishnah. Sheini ochel, sheini toem, but if he uses those lashonos, which are lashonos of eating, so it's only the actual item that's aser. Therefore, mutter b'chilufeyan uvigiduleyan. Then he's mutter if that item is switched for something else or something grows from the seed, as the Mishnah says, bedavar shezaro kala, only with the type of item that disintegrates, where the seed disintegrates and what grows is brand new. Aval bedavar she'en zaro kala, but if he asks himself for achila with something that the seed doesn't disintegrate, or the item when it gets planted is still in existence, like we said, an onion, afili gidule gidulin asurin. Even what grows from what grows afterwards, if it keeps getting replanted, like he asked himself on an onion, he planted that old onion and something else grew, and then he took that and he replanted that and something else grew from that, that's still usser, because like we said, there's always a small part of that initial onion, which is a davar sheyesh lo matirin, like the Ran says, and it's always going to be usser.